Barakat is going to come and minister and give us some information about Ethiopia. And I told Brother Temeskin, we just would love to hear him preach. And I don't know if you remember the last time you were here, you sang a song. And there was no music, but you sang an Ethiopian song. And everybody fell in love with that. I don't know if you remember that or not. But if he feels to sing, we want him to sing tonight, whatever. Praise God. But we want you men to come and share your burden with us. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's worship Him together. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory to be God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. First of all, I want to apologize because my language is terrible. In Ethiopia, we don't speak English. This is the only time that I'm speaking English when I came to United States. This is the second time for me to come in state, so it is a little bit hard, but I hope we all have the same spirit. Hallelujah. I hope you understand me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We are from Ethiopia. But we believe the same God. Hallelujah. The same God. Even our color different, but our inside is the same. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. You have many brothers in Africa who baptized in the name of Jesus, who received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. My name is Barakat. It is hard to say my name, I know that. But some preachers, I help to catch my name. You know bear and you know cat. Bear and cat, Barakat. It look like the sound is so. Barakat in Ethiopia, Barakat means we have meaning in our country. So Barakat means it's blessing. Blessing. It is not the same like when somebody is sneezing. I'm just kidding. Praise the Lord. When we came from Ethiopia, it took us about 44 hours from Ethiopia to United States. So that's include all the connection flight and also the time change. They are now in Ethiopia, they are 8 hours off ahead us. So there is a big difference. Not only the time, the living standard also different. There is a big difference. This is my second time. When I came to United States when I came last time here, I was 6 times in United States Embassy because if you want to come to here, you need your visa to come United States. So I have been 6 times. They denied me 6 times. Rejected me 6 times. You know what? Why? Because even most the doctors, the professors, we have rich people in Ethiopia. They have big towers. Rich people, once they came to United States, they don't want to go back there. It's different world. I can tell you, it's different world. Your food is different. Your road, the way everything is different. In Ethiopia, we have, in Africa, it's different. It is not like America. In Africa, we have 50 plus countries. So if you want to travel from one country to another country, for example, from Ethiopia to Kenya, you need your passport, your visa. From Kenya to Nigeria, you need your passport, visa. It's independent country. But in here, you can drive from any point to the other point. So it is different. So we have different government. In Ethiopia, we have 100 million people in Ethiopia. Let me give you an idea. In America, these all states, you have 325 million people. So that means one third of American people living in one country. To know how big is Ethiopia, the two times of Texas. The size of Ethiopia is two times of Texas. So we are so populated. In Africa, we are the second population to in Africa, 100 million people. And also we have 400 million people, we have 700,000 car. 400 million people, we have 700 cars. You have in California, only in California, you have 15 million cars. I'm not just tell you to only to know the Ethiopia, but I just want to you know that where you are, and I want you be thankful by your what you have, what God gave is to you. Praise the Lord. In Ethiopia, our people, about more than 60% people, they are getting $2 per day. They are working to get $2 per day. That means it's a soda for you. So there is a big difference. I want to say thank you, your pastor. I'm sorry, I just go to my point. I'm really happy. It's very good. It's a nice hotel. Thank you very much. Praise God. So we have a big difference from America and Ethiopia. So finally, on my seventh appointment, they gave me. So that's why I came to the United States. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Last time when I came after I came here, when I went back home, all my friends, the people who knows me, they amazed by me because everybody supposed me to stay here. I don't have a car, I don't have house, but we are working, preaching. We traveled from place to place. In Ethiopia, we have 200 churches. So these all 200 churches are licensed under my father's brother, Solomon. So we have to travel in different parts in Ethiopia. So those people expected me to stay in the United States. They are true because we saw many people, they came to America, they worked here, the least labor work, but they support their family in Ethiopia. They can, you know, they are working here, they help their people, and those people are living in a good standard. It's a big deal when someone have a relative in United States, means it's a big deal. And also a car means it's a big deal. So we are a big difference. So you are blessed country. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Hallelujah. In our conference, we don't have this kind of facilitated church. Most of the time, what we are going to do is we are do our conference outside the church, sometimes in the shadow of the trees, because we don't have this AC system. It is hard to get in Ethiopia, so we do our conference outside. If you have a chance to come to our conference, the church people most of the time from 500 up to 1,000 people are gathering in that conference. And also those people are walking 5 hours, 6 hours walking. They walk to come to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. They walked 5 hours, 6 hours. Even my mother, before 2 years, now she is 64 years old. When she was 62 years old, she walked 7 hours to the mountain. She walked in one way. That's one way. So it is hard. Things are different in Ethiopia. I just want to be you thankful because when I came the first time, for me, United States, it is like heaven for me. It's different. Praise the Lord. So when you come to the conference place in our area, we have those people, but when you come, sometimes you only see only one car for those people because we don't have that much. So in the conference place, even our people, they don't go to anywhere. We don't have hotels to accommodate those people. So what we are going to do is the church people, the members, they divided a people. Someone take 20 people his house. Somebody take 10 people. So that's what we are going. They took them, they feed them, and they give them to spend the night. In the morning, they bring them, those people. But those people, they don't have extra room for the guests. 20 people, something. But even those people are in the countryside, you know how they live? Do you know hut? The hut, yeah. The roof is made up of grass. So I think you saw in the picture. So in that, they have one hut. In that room, they parted half for the animals, the cows, the donkey, and half for the family. That's how they live. But they took those people. They just put some grasses and they put like a mattress. They put some plastic. So those people are spending the night there. Praise God. It is different world there and here. So you have to be thankful what you have. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thankful for you, God. The churches in the United States. Praise God. But the main thing, the important thing is, it is not that what we put on, what we wear, or what we eat. But the main important is all human beings are die one day. So the main important is our soul. That's why we are working hard. We are coming to the church. One day we all want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I have some pictures. He's going to help me. Okay. To have an idea. This is the family. This is our family in Ethiopia. This is, if you see Ethiopia, we're surrounded by Sudan. It's a Muslim country. Somalia, it's a Muslim country. And we have a dangerous terrorist, Al-Shabaab, something. It came from Somalia. And also Djibouti is a Muslim country. The only one is Kenya, so the Christian country. But through we surrounded with this all, but still Ethiopia is a Christian country. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is how look like our road. People, they don't walk on the walks sidewalk. People, they are walking in the same road. People and the car most of the time. This is how it looks like. So we have many cars, but we don't have a road. That's why. But we have a small number of cars. When you drive to, especially the countryside, the cows, the goats, they cross the road everywhere. But in this situation, if you hit or animal, or especially if you hit human beings, if you kill, you are going to be jail for 10 years, more than 10 years. Whatever fault is, if he runs in your car, the driver is responsible. It's by law. So it is hard. So we have a church car. I'm the one who driving my car, the church's car. I'm driving my dad. If something happened, I'm going to the jail, but the work is still going on. We stand for the work. Hallelujah. This is our food. Our food is different from you. It looks like tortilla. We have spongy things. It's a slide. We have a different sauce, chicken sauce, something. So it's a different food. We don't use these silver things. This is our silver. And we ate from one plate. This is the pastors in one conference. These all pastors represented the church. Praise the Lord for the ministers. Praise God. This is also the different churches, different parts of our area. They are the pastor. This is that I told you, sometimes we are doing our meeting, the conference, in the we use the shadow of the tree. This is a house church. This is the picture that took after the service. This is our choir. They look like they have their own dresses. Everybody put on that dresses. That's how we sing. They are jumping. They are praising the Lord. The same God. Hallelujah. The same Spirit. You can't see here the same picture. Different, but different places. The congregation, this one, the congregation. This is Elder Smith, Brother Smith. He came after the preaching. We called the altar call a people. We prayed for the people this time. 57 people received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to be God. As you see, those people they kneel down on the desks, and they don't have the shadows, but they have a heart of after God. They are looking God. They want to pursue Jesus, but God is good. He poured out His Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have in Ethiopia, we have 80 languages, 80. Whenever we travel to different parts of our country, we need interpreter. So this is how we work in the conference place. Three people on the pulpit. In this conference, Brother Garrett Austin, he came there. He preached. After he preached, we called the altar call. We prayed for the people who do not receive the Holy Ghost. So in this conference, 62 people received the Holy Ghost. Glory to be God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is also in different conference. As you see, people are, you can feel the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is Addis Ababa Church. We started recently. We don't have our property, but this temporary, this is how we do, like a tent. So this is a church. My brother is pastoring there. In the countryside, we have a churches and property. It looks like this. We have a big building. This one is not finished, actually. It made from wood, and they put some muds. So finally, after this level, they put some cement, and finally we painted. It looked like a nice church. This little girl, if you see this, she is a kid, but she is carrying her younger sister. This what's in our country happened. It's in our country the kids, they are responsible to help their parents. She is carrying two, you can see two girls, they are carrying their sisters, and the boys, they in outside, they watch the cows, the sheep. So by the time they are helping their parents, they couldn't go to the school. So it is hard. You are lucky people. You are fortunate. You have a KG, something. Without any interrupting, you can have your school. We need to pray to our people. This is how we baptized. We baptized in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We started this building. Actually, after we started this building, the government came and told us to move our churches because you are closed to the road, the main road. So in this conference, Brother Frost, and Brother Enzi, these all people came, and after preaching, they decided to pray, holding the walls. Let's pray. We prayed. After we prayed, when the government's people working, the engineers came, when they measured this, it's okay. So this church now dedicated. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. God is doing his work in Ethiopia. The church is moving on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give him worship. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to be God. I'm just trying to sing an Amharic song. My brother is going to help me. He's going to help me. The song said, "You are the only God. You are my friend. You are my dearest. I worship you. I will sing for you. You need praise. I give you praise. Hallelujah. You need my clap. Hallelujah. I clap for you. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Even if you don't know the words, try to worship with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amlakna medanit lehonkeu. ከኔ በቀር አዳኝ የለም ያልከው አምላክና መዳኔ ለሆንከው ከኔ በቀር አዳኝ የለም ያልከው ላንተ ለእግዚአብሔር ክብርን ሰጣለሁ ላንተ ለአምላኬ ክብርን ሰጣለሁ ላንተ ለእግዚአብሔር ክብርን ሰጣለሁ ላንተ ለአምላኬ ክብርን ሰጣለሁ ሃሌሉያ ምስጋናን ትወዳልና አምላኬ አመሰግናለሁ ጌታዬ አመሰግናለሁ እልልታን ትወዳልና ጌታዬ እልልልላለሁ ጌታዬ እልልልላለሁ አምላክና መድኃኒት ለሆንክው ከኔ በቀር አዳኝ የለም ያልክው አምላክና መድኃኒት ለሆንክው ከኔ በቀር አዳኝ የለም ያልክው ላንተ ለእግዚአብሔር ክብርን ሰጣለሁ He's worthy. ላንተ ለአምላኬ ክብርን ሰጣለሁ ላንተ ለእግዚአብሔር ክብርን ሰጣለሁ ላንተ ለአምላኬ ክብርን ሰጣለሁ ምስጋናን ትወዳለህና አምላኬ አመሰግናለሁ ጌታዬ አመሰግናለሁ 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 Hallelujah. Let's give him thanks. Hallelujah. Glory to be God. Glory to be God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I greet all of you in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I'm so happy to come back to Augusta, if I can say that right. You know, I see that it's our name is very difficult for Americans, but your name is also very difficult. I mean, places, people's name, but so happy to come back to this part of the country. And I want to give my honor for Brother Worth. If I can say that right. Elder, we love you and we appreciate very much what you are doing to help us. And I do, you know, the financial things, the financial statements of Ethiopian church, and we always see your name every month. You are supporting us, so that is a big thing for us, and thank you very much for supporting us regularly. Your money that you send to Ethiopia is a big thing. In Ethiopia, about, I don't remember if I have mentioned like that 4 years ago, about 55 or 60% of the population work to get just $2 in a day. So what you send has, you know, a big influence on the work. It's a big input. So we appreciate what you are doing to help us. May God bless you richly. I have greetings from the country of Ethiopia. Many thousands of people are there, and hundreds of preachers, as you have seen on the pictures we had recently, a minister's training. And we are so happy that Elder Smith is a father to the work, and he is coming at least twice a year. He preached to us. He'll help us, you know, to keep the way. Hallelujah. Because the church, the movement in Ethiopia long ago was a big movement. Like, we had more than 1 million people. But the leader of that church started teaching another doctrine, which you cannot find in the Bible. The Bible clearly teaches that Jesus Christ is both God and also human. He came in the flesh like unto us. But he started teaching that heavenly flesh doctrine, or Jesus Christ came not taking a human or a flesh like us, but he said he has divine flesh, which was in the heaven. It's complicated, and you don't have to know it. You don't want to know that, because it's not biblical. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that God is one. And we know that Jesus Christ had a flesh like unto us, but he was tempted in all things without sin. We know that. Hallelujah. So, you know, when you preach or when you teach a wrong teaching, that divine flesh doctrine, it took almost everything from the gospel. When you try to say that Jesus did not have human flesh, you are taking Calvary. You are taking his sufferings. You are taking all of his prayers. So it doesn't make sense for you. But I'm so happy to know the truth. That is how the Bible teaches. Hallelujah. So we came out of that movement, and we had to start the work, you know, from the scratch. It was my father who started that. My father was baptized in 1970, even before we were born. And he was baptized in 1970, and his younger brother brought, he was a good man, he witnessed, so he brought one young girl to the church, and he taught her, and then she received the Holy Ghost, and he baptized her long ago, and finally she became his wife. So my father baptized my mother. He prayed for her for the Holy Ghost, and after that they got Barakat. By the way, he's my older brother, Barakat the first. Sometimes, you know, one pastor saw me and said that, you look younger this time, because I thought I was my father. I mean, Barakat was my son for him. So, for your just information. And we have a good family. And I thank my God for the family, for my father and my mother. They are the one who taught us to stand for the truth. In fact, it was not easy for us to come all this way, but I thank God. God has been so good to our family, so good to us. Hallelujah. Let's all stand together, and let me read from the word of the Lord. God is helping Ethiopia, and you are part of us, and you are praying for us, I know, and you are supporting us financially. We need that. And I don't know when, but one of these days you will come. Some of you might come to Ethiopia. Even elder, you can come to Ethiopia. If you come there, many people can say that you look like Elder Smith. You know, they look alike. I'm not mistaken. So you you are better. We love Elder Smith. He's the one who's arranging all our travels. And thank you very much. This time you are the one who helped us, you know, to stay in Kansas for more few days. And we really appreciate that. We have been going to different churches. Hallelujah. God is good. God is so good. Hallelujah. I'm so happy to know the truth. I'm so happy to know who Jesus Christ is without any confusion. Hallelujah. Some people, they don't have even words to say what they believe. Sometimes they want to say this and they want to say another thing. So you can read even, you can see confusion while they speak. But we know the truth. Hallelujah. That's easy. There is only one God and His name is Jesus. And we must be baptized in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ to be saved. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse number 28. This message has been in my heart for long, so I'll be trying to convey. And I do believe the Holy Ghost will help me. Hallelujah. And again, I would like to say thank you very much for your support. Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for the hotel. It's a nice hotel. I believe it's too much for African people, but we appreciate that. We came from Ethiopia, and it's different. Anyways, we are so thankful about that. God bless you. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse number 28. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid. For the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battle of the Lord. And evil has not been found in thee all thy days. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee and to seek thy soul. But the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God. And the souls of thine enemies, them shall he sling out as out of the middle of a sling. Hallelujah. The middle of a sling. Hallelujah. In this part of the scripture, I believe we all know that it was a woman. Her name is Abigail, if I can say that right. She was speaking these words. And I see a lot of things in it, and it is an encouragement for me. She made it clear that, you know, your soul is in the hand of the Lord. The right word she said is that, my Lord shall be bound in the bundles of life with the Lord of thy God. Your soul is in the hand of God. And I believe my soul is in the hand of God. He has the final say. Hallelujah. He knows where I am going. He knows what I am doing. Hallelujah. He takes care of us. Hallelujah. We did not protect ourselves to live this long and to come to the church. It's because of Him. It's because of Jesus that we are here today. So God knows what's happening in our life. So we have to trust the Lord. She also mentioned that the battle. He was very angry on his way, and she said that what you are fighting is the battle of the Lord. And I'll be speaking for a few minutes about the greatest battle. And you can ask yourself, what is the greatest battle? The greatest battle. That's what I feel in my spirit. I'm involved in the greatest battle. And I feel for myself that I am a hero. And when I make it to heaven, I am a hero, really. Hallelujah. That's why I feel that is the main reason Jesus Christ is waiting there by the pearly gate to receive us. Because we are heroes. And we have to fight. There is a greatest battle and we are part of that. Let's ask Jesus, we thank you. We love you. You are a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you for everything, God. I thank you for my brothers and sisters in this place. God, you have a word. You have a word. Hallelujah. Help me to speak it, God, as I heard it in my ears. God, help me to speak it. Let the Holy Ghost minister to us. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, hallelujah. We need your presence more than anything else. We need your presence, hallelujah. We need your power. We need the Holy Ghost in our life, hallelujah. We thank you. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just to give you one testimony, about a year ago, I did not have any means to communicate to your pastor, elder, but my father had a heart attack. And it was in February. It was just a big thing because we did not know. In Ethiopia, so many people do not have a heart issue. So we thought it was related to some kind of wind because he was driving and said, I'm feeling something on my left arm and my chest. So we thought it was related to that. And we took him to the hospital, the capital city. It's about 160 miles away from where he lives. So we came to the capital city, but the doctor told us it was almost in the middle of the night. They said, your father is having a heart attack. So as for me, it was a new thing. I mean, when people say heart attack, just I usually think that they are gone or just they are on the floor. But they explained it to us. So they put him in ICU for 3 days. But we have been praying. We have been praying. Finally, God helped us. The doctor discharged him. He gave him some medication to take and told him to exercise and watch his diet. And he said, in fact, angiogram was necessary. It is a must, he said. But my father chose to pray. We all chose to pray. And he's alive. After, you know, a few visiting to the doctor was very surprised. And he said that, I don't think now you need the angiogram. Right. It shows that your heart is very good. He said, just keep this up, do the exercise, watch your food, and continue eating, I mean, just healthy. And we are so glad about that. Now my father is back to the field. He now can preach 2 hours. He now can walk. He now can drive. Hallelujah. And we believe that God has healed him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. You know, when we involve in the greatest battle, God is always with us to help us. I believe that it is not easy to be involved in this greatest battle. When you try to live for God, you know, people try to mock you. Your relative, you know, they don't get it because it's not easy because we have so enemies around us. It's a mental battle, and for some of us, it's a physical battle. So it makes you weary. It makes you very tired. But we have to fight this fight. Hallelujah. We have to know that we are involved in the greatest battle. Hallelujah. Probably the world or this city may not know what we are doing in this place. But we have come together because we know that there is only one thing. We have to make it to heaven. It's all about souls. It's all about our souls. And it's the greatest battle. And as for me, the greatest battle is the battle for a soul. It's not about territory. It's not about wealth. It's not about fame. But when you fight for your own soul and when you try to help other people, it's the greatest battle. Hallelujah. Do you feel that we are involved in the greatest battle? Hallelujah. People fought for different reasons. And in the Second World War, needless to tell you, because you have been involved or you have involved in the Second World War. But they say more than 60 million people died because of that war. I ask myself, you know, people write about so many soldiers and what they did, what kind of sacrifice they paid. But I believe that as a Christian, if we can live right and make it to heaven, we are heroes. It is the greatest battle. It is the greatest than the Second World War. And I'm not sure about the Third World War. But it's greater than any kind of war that people, fought in this world. So you have to know that this is the greatest battle. Hallelujah. You have to fight every day. When you wake up early in the morning, you feel that you are fighting something. Sometimes when you are sensitive, even when you go to somebody's house, you feel that there is a fight. It's not easy. When you talk to someone, you feel that there is some kind of spirit, some kind of attitude. You have to fight. You go to some kind of cities, and the moment you enter, you feel to pray. Because we are in a continuous battle. Hallelujah. We have to fight this fight. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6 says that put on the whole armor of God. We need to have the whole armor. Some people try to fight by just having just few things. But we have to be careful. We need to have the whole armor. He said that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not about people. We're not fighting with people. But we know that there is a spirit involved. Right. Hallelujah. And it says that, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, it doesn't matter where we live. This word is true. The word of God is true wherever we live. We deal these things in Ethiopia. And I believe you fight the same thing here. It's not about blood and flesh, but we are in a war. And we have to know that we need to have the whole armor. We need to know how to pray. We need to know how to read our Bible. And we need to know how to worship our God when we come together. Hallelujah. It was beautiful singing in this church. I was blessed. God bless you, young people, and all of you who are involved in here. I was feeling just, you know, something new. Hallelujah. I was renewed. Hallelujah. This is how we fight. People doesn't know how we fight. But this is how we fight. We come to the church. We sing. Sometimes you don't feel to sing. Sometimes you don't feel even to clap your hands. But it's not about you. Jesus deserves your praise. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy of our shout. He's worthy of, hallelujah, our clap. He's worthy of our dance. Hallelujah. We have to magnify Him. Let all the world see Jesus. We have to magnify Him. Hallelujah. The Bible said that, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. You know, it's different kind of method that we use. In the world, people think that if you have some problem in the house, you have to deal it just according to that. But you leave everything there and you come to the church and you sing, you worship the Lord. When you go back, it's not there. It's something new for them, but we know what we are doing. Hallelujah. We have to know how to fight things. We don't have to fight right there. We have to go to our prayer room and fight there. Hallelujah. If we can win our battle in the prayer room, hallelujah. 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 We have to learn how to fight. May God help us. And in the book of Genesis chapter 3, the Bible speaks from the beginning. God said, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed. It starts there. We are not friends with the enemy. We are not friends with devil. We're not friends to the world. We have to know that. You know, nowadays the world is trying to make a way, you know, to come to everybody's house. But we have to know that we are not friends. Even though its devices are different, we have to know that there is enmity between us and the devil. We have to know his device. Because also Revelation speaks chapter 12. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither were their place found anymore in heaven. It is clear that the devil has lost it's his fight in heaven. He's a loser. He has no power. He lost his fight there. That's why he came to the earth. Hallelujah. We have to know that we have a defeated foe. He is already defeated. Woo! Hallelujah. It gives me an encouragement to know that he is defeated. And whatever he's trying to do in my life, I know that I will come victorious. And I will stand and fight because this is the greatest battle. And you know that since that time, God was looking for a way, you know, just exact time to save us. And you can relate Genesis 3, 15 to the book of Galatians 4. Because God came in his own time. Hallelujah. He was born of a Mary. And I'm so happy to know this doctrine. Because some people think that, you know, Jesus Christ doesn't come in the flesh. So whenever we preach it in Ethiopia, it's a big deal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ was born of her, born of a Mary. So God was looking for exact time to save us, to, you know, to help a human being. And the whole thing that you read in the Old Testament shows that. God was, you know, trying to find people. That's why we read the whole genealogy in the Bible. If you go to Luke chapter 3, you see the whole genealogy. I don't remember everybody's name, but I know that God had a plan for everybody. He was just following. So-and-so begat so-and-so. So-and-so begat so-and-so. God was looking for a time. But when the exact time was come, God was manifested in the flesh. Hallelujah. So, you know, it is the kind of battle, because I call this the greatest battle, because it's not about people. But this battle involved God Himself. God Himself, hallelujah. It's not as some people think that the second God came from heaven. Or God the Father sitting there sent, God says the Son. It's not like that. The Bible says that great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. It brought God Himself, the God of Abraham, the God of Adam, the God who formed Adam from dust. Hallelujah. He Himself came to this world because He said that these people must be saved. They must make it to heaven. They must come to Me. Hallelujah. He gave us a way. Hallelujah. Are you happy about this? Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. And I do believe God was reconciling, you know, the people unto Himself. Hallelujah. And we all know the Godhead was in the humanity of Jesus Christ. So when I see that, it's a kind of battle that God Himself was involved in. And it's all about to seek a sinners. It's all about our souls. Hallelujah. To help us. Hallelujah. So this is a kind of battle that you are involved in. When we witness and when we help people to come from darkness, we are involved in the battle where God is the master of everything. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. He is the one. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, God was fighting about who He is. Because to the children of Israelites, always, they want to go and worship another God. But God gets always very angry. And He said that, I am the only one. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning. I am the ending. There is no God before Me and there will be no God after Me. I am. Hallelujah. God was talking about Himself. There is no God other than Him. And I'm so happy that I am fighting this fight. Whether people understand it or not, there is only one God. That's why God said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is. We are fighting this fight. Do you feel that? Hallelujah. We are in a battle. Hallelujah. We are in a battle. And I'm so thankful about the Holy Ghost because God gave us the power for witness. Hallelujah. As long as we have the Holy Ghost, we can go out and, hallelujah, be involved in the battle. Hallelujah. And the Bible in Matthew chapter 16 verse number 18 say that, And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I heard a preacher preaching about this word, and the word gates refers to, or it tells the church that we are not in a defensive position. When you go to your enemy's gates, you are already there, so you are taking offensive position. I'm not preaching that we have to just push devil, you know, from our house only. We have to go there and destroy the work. Hallelujah. We have to take the offensive role. Hallelujah. We have to go there and destroy the work. Hallelujah. Because the Bible speaks that in 1 John, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that He might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus didn't come to make some kind of adjustment. He came to destroy the work. Hallelujah. And I'm so happy whenever Jesus comes into somebody's life, when you receive the Holy Ghost, He doesn't come just to adjust things. But, you know, He destroys all the bad habits. And He destroys everything that's not wanted of God. Hallelujah. He make you a new person. Hallelujah. If you are in Christ, you are a new person. You act different. You speak different. You sing different. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. It changed everything. Hallelujah. Jesus came to destroy that. You know, the world preach sometimes when they preach a message, you may be seated. They say that, you know, they want to be so good for people, and they say, it's okay, what you are doing is okay, but you have to just do a few things to be a Christian. What you are doing is okay, you can come to the church as you are, just please add this. But I did not hear the message in the Bible like this. When Jesus started preaching, he said that, repent! That's how it starts. Hallelujah. And I love the plan of salvation because it starts with repent. What you are doing is not good. Just go back and try to do right. Hallelujah. Some people think that this is an offensive message, but I feel that God is telling us the truth. If we are walking this way, just walk the other way. Just repent. Just go back. What you are doing is not right. And when the Holy Ghost comes in your life, it destroys everything bad, and it will put all things, new things, and you will start rejoicing. You will start loving people. You will start just doing something good. Hallelujah. It's changed the whole thing. Hallelujah. 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 But always, it may not be easy to live like that. I know life is not easy. Even you are in America, almost all of you might have, except, you know, the young boys, you might have a car. But I know that it's not easy to live even here. You have to go to work. A lot of fights. You go to your work and you fight a lot of things. Let me go back to the King David before he became a king. You remember that this word was spoken by Abigail. And David was angry. He wanted to kill Nabal. That's why he was going there. And if you want to understand how mad he was, just to kill one person and his family, he took 400 people. So it shows how much angry he is. He said that I will destroy everything that he has. And I say that when you are hungry, especially when it's the question of food, you get easily, you know, irritated. He was angry and he asked for a sheep. Just, we want to eat. Just please send us. But that man said, who's David? I will show him who I am. So he was very angry. But thanks to that woman, she came and told David exactly what God wanted to know him. I mean, to tell him. And I feel that that's not a word from a woman, but that's a word from God. Because she said that the first thing, that's not your battle. There is no need to be very angry because it's not your battle. She said that the Lord has promised you to make you a sure house because you are fighting the battle of the Lord. It's not your battle. Don't be angry. Just worship the Lord. Do what you can. Don't get angry with people. When you work in your office, don't be angry. You have to know that this is the battle and it's not your battle. God will take care of that. Hallelujah. That's what she said, that when you fight the battle of the Lord, God has promised you to make you a sure house. Just fight the battle of the Lord. Let's fight the battle of the Lord. Church, let's stand for the truth. Let's stand for the souls. Hallelujah. Let's fight the battle. God will take care of your house. God will take care of your life. God will take care of your children. Hallelujah. He has promised us to give us a sure house. But let's just fight. Let's fight. Let's fight. Hallelujah. The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Woo, hallelujah. I've never heard of a good fight, elder. There is no good fight, I mean. Whether you lose or you win, it's not a good fight. Yeah, as a child, sometimes we mess up and fight with our neighbors. And if you lose, it's not a good fight. Just, it's clear. But sometimes when you hit someone and see them just blood or just crying, it doesn't make you feel good. So there is no good fight. But Paul said, just, this is a good fight. Yes, you are fighting. You know, it makes you weary and tired, but you have to love it that you are fighting. It's a good fight, church. Let's fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Yes, it's not easy, but let's fight it. Hallelujah. He also said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. By this, he's telling Timothy that now it is your turn to fight. Hallelujah. I thank my God for elders and for my father and for people who has influenced me. Hallelujah. But I feel that this is our time to fight as a young. Hallelujah. Me and my brother, we are the second generation in Ethiopia, and we have to fight. I know that. Hallelujah. Those people, you know, they have fought their own fight. And we respect them for that. But it is our turn to fight. Hallelujah. And sometimes people in life, after they lived their life, they say that, you know, my life was not good. So they tell their children, you don't have to live like me. Like, just to give you an example, in Ethiopia, if you are a farmer, you live a poor life because it's very difficult. You have to use an old system like two oxes and a yoke and a plow. So it's not easy, you know, to live like that. And you have like 15, sometimes 20 family siblings in the house. You cannot feed them. So the poverty is there. It's high. And it's a poor cultivation system. Always farmers, they send their children to school. Why? They tell them, you don't have to live like me. I want you to get better education and get some good money to live your life. You don't have to live like me. If you ask them at the end of the day, they would say, I hated to be a farmer all of my life. So they are not happy. But when I read the words of Paul, you know, he was in persecution. He was in a lot of things. But he said that I want you to do exactly the same thing I did. Hallelujah. Being raised in a family of a preacher house, it was not an easy. I have seen my father going through a lot of things, a lot of persecution, a lot of situations, difficult in our house just to survive even. I have seen a lot of things, but I'm so happy to become a minister. And I refuse any kind of spirit. You know, sometimes young people, you know, we see the preachers. And when we see them, probably they did not live a wealthy life. So when you ask them, they say that I don't want to live like them. Too much persecution, too much pressure. You have to deal with people, a lot of things. But we have to deal with it. We have to fight the good fight. We have to make ourselves ready and fight the good fight. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. I have seen a lot of people in Ethiopia. Sometimes even some preachers, they want to take their children to another direction than being a farmer. Long ago, I remember a preacher and he was preaching. He said that if I have 10 children, I want all of them to be a preacher. He said that. I want to be like that. Hallelujah. Yes, it's not easy. There is a pressure. It's very difficult. But we have to make them or we have to lead them to be a man of God. Hallelujah. To live for God. That's why we have to fight, and we are involved in the greatest battle. Let's all stand, and I would read from the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are in the greatest battle. In Ethiopia, we are fighting a lot of things, and we want you to pray for us. And we're so thankful about your support and your prayers, but just pray for Ethiopia. You know, the Muslim nation around us, they wanted to control Ethiopia. A lot of pressure. Sometimes you go, if they see you preaching, they can literally just persecute you. Sometimes they try to, not our church, but they tried to burn some of the church in those areas. So a lot of fight, but it's the greatest battle. It's worth living. It's worth preaching. Hallelujah. Verse number 32 say that, but call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. And the writer is saying that, you know, there is affliction in most of our lives, you know, when we live problems, different kind of situation, mountains, it happens or in our life. But he said that, but call to remembrance the former days. When you are in a difficult situation, when you think that life is very hard for you, when you think that you cannot make another step, just remember those days that you said exactly the same thing. Where you said that, I don't think I can do it. I don't think that I will go on from this place. I don't think that I will make it. You said that word, but by the grace of the Lord, you are here. So he said, just remember those days. If God can bring you from that place to here, He will take you to the next step. He has promised you, hallelujah, to take you to the next level. Hallelujah. Because God is always faithful. Hallelujah. But He also said that, verse number 34, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Not only looking at the bad days or those times that you said it is finished for me, but because of the grace of God you are here. But sometimes it helps to think about the new Jerusalem. Heaven is waiting for us. Hallelujah. Jesus is waiting for us. Hallelujah. Yes, our surrounding, the situation, it's very difficult. I agree. But just leave that thing and try to see the new Jerusalem. Try to see Jesus waiting for you. Try to see that we will be living with Jesus forever and ever. And you try to see that city, you say that it's worth walking. It's worth living for Jesus Christ. It's worth, hallelujah. So He said that, cast not away therefore your confidence when you are involved in a battle. Don't cast your confidence. Just keep it. We are going to heaven. Do you agree? Hallelujah. We are fighting for our souls. And verse number 39, it says that, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of souls. I am in this battle to save my soul. No matter what is happening, I will do anything to save my soul. And I know that I have to help people to save their souls. This is the greatest battle. Don't give up. It's not easy, I know, but don't give up. Jesus is coming one of these days. So strengthen yourself, hallelujah, in the spirit. And say that, I will go in. I will go on. I will go ahead. I will not going back. I will not turning back. But I will go forward. I will go forward. I'll fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. 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 We have to strengthen one another. Hallelujah. You have to tell your brothers and sisters that you're going to make it. Don't be discouraged by what's happening in your life. Because this is the greatest battle. Hallelujah. We want people to be saved. We want people to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins. We want people to receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let's fight this fight together. Hallelujah.